It's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. We thought it'd be useful to do a bit of an update on what's been going on in Paris and obviously both sides of the channel in terms of keeping the pressure on and regarding how Liverpool fans and Madrid fans and football fans in general were treated in and around the Stade de France for the Champions League final. I'm sure you'll have seen on Twitter the stern and weather Dan Austin's doing in terms of both appearing on news here and over there, but also translating things like on Tuesday, which was a hearing, a Senate hearing regarding what happened. So, well, first of all, Dan, thanks for coming on late on a Tuesday, Wednesday night.
Don't worry, it's fairly relentless, so I don't really have a body clock on anything anymore. So this is absolutely fine, and it's still light out as well, yeah. Which I think doesn't really help with knowing what's day and what's night.
No, absolutely.
So we just crack on, John, we crack on.
We'll crack on then. Where we wanted to start was, you tweeted sort of Tuesday night regarding... Just to sort of, you know, raising awareness of a sort of how unique this type of day was in terms of French government, and how even more rare it is that people from another country would be invited to speak. So can you just expand on that first of all, before we get into what was actually said?
Yeah, so just so that people know kind of what's going on there, what's happening is a French Senate inquiry into what happened at the Stade de France. So the French Senate is made up of, it's sort of the equivalent of the House of Lords in the UK. Mm-hmm. So these are not kind of active party political kind of politicians. They are linked to a particular political party when they're nominated. But by the time they're doing their roles, they're more sort of states people, which means that by and large, they tend to be older men. There are some women, there are some people that are slightly younger, but these tend to be older men. The French Senate may do investigations like this a few times a year, but it's not by any means just a kind of rolling thing that they do. This is not what it's kind of set up for. This is not its overall purpose. It's not like it's a sort of inquiry mechanism. They just have the ability to do that. And they would obviously, by and large, just as would be the case in the UK, investigate domestic affairs related things. And you know, to all intents and purposes, this is a domestic affair in France. It has been, aside from the fact that they've had elections, and this does play into that anyway, this has been the biggest news story in France since the match happened.
Right.
I can't sort of, you know, convey that enough. I've been outside of this country or just dealing with people in France for the majority of the time since the match. But the sort of quietening down in certain periods that's happened in this country has by no means at any stage happened in France. This has been ongoing.